muscles by Rupa Goswami at that time who thought that my devotees are not qualified. But now they have become qualified and I am teaching most serious and very deep philosophies of love and affection like gopis, both women and women. But it is not different from him. He has written everything in his books. So I am preaching only his mission that he wanted. And in whole world, again, I am preaching same mission. I want that Gopabrindapal Prabhu should come and tell why all are gathered here, why Swami Maharaj also came and what priest you should tell two words.
Vandeham Shri Guru, Padakamalam Shri Guru, Vaishnavamscha. There's always one fear when Gurudev comes. You're going to be standing where I'm standing right now, with one of these in your mouth. So, but also something inspiring, because you're really never at a loss for words when he's around either. Those of you who know me know I'm usually not either. But in this case, it's especially easy to glorify our Guru Parampara, Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada, just for that very reason. Krishna Surya Sanmayahaya Andakar. That whenever they come, Maya takes an immediate running leap at the back door. Because when the pure devotee comes, then it means that all the parampara and all Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, follow them. So this is where we are tonight. And this is what we have to look forward to over the upcoming week. When Devi asked her husband, what's the best thing you can do with your life? What's the best possible worship you can do? And Lord Shiva responded, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnor Aradhanam, Vishnor Aradhanam Param. And then, sort of waited for a second for the follow-up and said, but oh, something better than the worship of God Himself. Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samacha. Means that to worship those things that are dear to God, to worship those that paraphernalia and those individuals who are right there in the pocket of Radha Krishna conjugal, is the highest possible, even higher than the highest worship. So, when Gurudev comes, I always wish I could glorify him nicely. Just like in the same way that, I think when Gurudev's here, it's like the only time that I support the idea of stem cell research and human cloning. So how would it be to have thousands of Srila Gurudevs traveling around the planet? Or even we could change shastra, sarvatap panipadam tak sarvatap shikshara omukha. If he had arms and legs, thousands of them everywhere, that would be wonderful for us. There must be other good slokas too. Abhoitam achutam anadim anantarutam. if there could be unlimited Gurudev, Ramadhi Murti Shukalanyan Nunatishtam, like coming off like ocean waves off the ocean, Gurudev, one Gurudev after another, and flooding the planet. So anyway, I know you all stand behind me, and on behalf of all the devotees here who have worked so hard to make this happen, I would of course like to welcome Srila Gurudev and his entourage.
Thank you. And all of you who come
from all over the world, thank you very much.
The Nirgun Prabhu should come and speak to us.
It is so fortunate for all of us to have this very rare opportunity to come in the presence of His Divine Grace, Srila Narayana Maharaj. We've been transmigrating birth after birth just for this opportunity, this very rare opportunity. And if we can take it, then we will make it to the next class in our next life. Hopefully closer and closer to Mahaprabhu. This is the process. I'm thinking that we're unlimitedly lucky to have your association, Gurudev. And we welcome you here, and hope I can give my whole heart to you and please you in every way. And I'm happy to be in everyone's association here. All glory to Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
So my Bharat Prabhu should come and speak to us.
Srila Gurudev asked why he has come and why we have come. One time he said in New Braj that I have come to take hearts. I take them and I put them in my pocket and I don't give them back. So when we see His Divine Grace, we know that He is the possessor of our hearts. And when we get close to Him, we feel some connection. Srila Jagadananda Pandit in Premavivarta, he was writing about his relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Swarup Damodar asked, "What are you writing, Panditji?" He said, "Oh, I am just writing about my relationship with Chaitanya, my Prabhu. And I am thinking in any order, just for my own pleasure, I am writing." So Srila Gurudev has drawn us here because he said once that by doing bhajan, doing preaching, you will become happy. This is the goal of our lives, to become happy. And we're realizing that happiness is developing relationships. Srila Pratapuja Maharaj, and when he saw that he had offended Jad Bharat, and he said that I'm not afraid of Lord Shiva, and I'm not afraid of Indra's thunderbolt, but I am very much afraid of offending a Vaishnava. So Srila Gurudev has come to teach us how serious spiritual life is, and how
by developing loving relationships with each other on this plane, then we could have some platform to develop a loving relationship on that plane. So by his merciful, tolerant, constant knocking on our heads, slowly but surely, by his mercy and by his affection, Srila Gurudev said, it's not just love, but love and affection. Affection is the manifestation of love and is an active principle. I pray that somehow he will give me the mercy and that I will take this opportunity of this human form of life.
So I'm here because
I want the heartache. Part of me that's sane and rational wants the heartache. The other part that has a horrible tendency when praying that he'll crush with one swift kick of his boot and bring me to his lotus feet so that I can understand a little bit of what it means to enter into this realm of love and affection.
The only thing that the human life is worth living for, the only thing that God is going to give, and I pray at his lotus feet that he'll give me one drop of it by this visit here. I can come a little closer to his lotus feet with such the perfection of my life. Nothing else is going to mean, nothing else is going to be very valuable. Vipanandami, you will come. Yeah.
Please forgive me, we just got off an airplane. We've been flying all day and I'm in winter clothes because in Badger there's snow everywhere. There's a blizzard, record blizzard. And last night we were in LA and it was so freezing cold, Gurdy, they don't even have heaters in their rooms. And it was the coldest day in all of history in LA. So here in the I feel completely unqualified to be present before you, but also so honored and excited and happy that I could possibly be in this assembly today. And as Gopi Vrindavan was so beautifully saying that oh, how wonderful it would be if Gurudev had many, many arms and many legs and waves of Gurudev were coming off the ocean. But we don't need that because we have one Gurudev. And that's sufficient for completely inundating this entire world and universe with this love of God that he's come to give us. And he's so beautifully explained how, as an extension of Srila Prabhupada, he's come especially because we weren't qualified. And still we're not qualified, but somehow or other he's giving this amazing substance called bhakti. And in this world there are so many influences, financial influences and power of all sorts, and we can even put like tiny little computers in little tiny boxes now. And but this love and affection that Gurudev has come to teach us, it's going to show us how it's done, to teach us how to nurture it, to show us that the only purpose of our lives is to generate this to others, to one day serve in that realm that's entirely only consists of love and affection. Thank you.
So hear very attentively. I'm going to tell very deep some knowledge. When it was Mahapralaya,
destruction
fully. If we were water and water, then from the navel of Garbhodasai Vishnu, a lotus came out. Flower was on the top of the water. And from the that
stem, lotus stem,
lotus
stem,
Brahma was created himself. And then when he came up, he wanted to see, oh, where this lotus coming from?
Origin.
And he was going up and down, but could not
discover.
Then he sat there on the water and began to think, what should I do? I don't know. What should I do? Then, at once from the water a sound came, tapa, tapa. Tapa means to do austerities. And then he began to study in samadhi. And then about 1,000 years of his own years, God Narayan placed and came up in his trance, samadhi, told that I am very happy. Now you should have a bone. Then Brahma told, I know your wish that I should create this world, but I am fearing that when I will create this world, then I may have a false ego that I am independent Srishtikarta, creator of this world. So Prabhu, this should not come in my heart. Then Narayan told him that you should hear, Javanaham jatha bhavo jo darupa guna karmaka tatra vijnanamastu te mada anugrahat. Jnanam karmam guhyam yad vijnan samanmitam sarhasyam tadangasya grihan gaditam maya. Oh, you should hear. And you should realize by mercy. Anyone cannot understand and realize my these words unless I will bestow my mercy to you. So I am giving this. So this jnana is paramam guhyam, tatta jnana. Jadvi jnana samanvitam. And it is with vijnan, means prema bhakti. What kind of prema bhakti? Oh, like gopi's heart. Up to that, even in the heart of Radhika, madanakya bhav, that is extreme. Tattva jnan and prema bhakti, the service of Krishna. Sarahasyam. All these things, prema bhakti is your rahasya. And tadanga, the method, the process by which anyone can realize this. What is this? The savanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, satyam, mahatmyam. Moreover, five. Sadhu sangha nam kirtan bhagavat sravan mathura darshi muttir sabdhaya sevan sakal sadhana sreshta ei panchanga krishna prem janmaya ei sacharat. Sadhu sangha, hearing hari katha, bhagavat katha, worshipping deity, being in Vrindavan or the birthplace of Krishna, Mahaprabhu, these places. Grihan gaditam maya, I am giving you this knowledge, tattva jnan. And by mercy, you should grihan. Oh, you should take it. Jalanaham, how I am. Means, jada rupa guna karma kaha.
Oh, Supreme Lord is Krishna himself. He is Swayam Bhagavan. His name Krishna, very attractive. He is very bhaktavatsalya, affectionate to his bhakta. And karmaka. Karma means his pastime, sweet pastime. What? How Mother Yashoda, who is not up, not down, not side, not anything, and Mother Yashoda, he titled him. And he became control of that love. And moreover, karmakaha, rashlila. This is the topmost lila of Krishna. And he did in Brahma one night. So much. Because in one night it cannot be. So, he prolonged it, Brahma one night there. And he did Rasasthali. Moreover, Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Jugal Geet, all these are the five lights of Harikatha, this Bhagavatam. He did. So, by thy special mercy, you should know. And Rite Artham Jata Pratyeta Na Pratyeta Atmani Tad Vidyatmano Jatha Bhavo Jatha Bhaso Jatha Atma. Rite Artham, Arth is Krishna only, and his sweet pastimes, attribute and other things. Rite Artham, where there is not this, in not my sarup, not in my dham, jat pratiyeta cha atmani, and out of Kolok Vrindavan, who is she, that is, she has created this world, this. Tadvidyatmano mayam jatha bhaso jatha atma. Like, jatha bhaso, there are two kinds of maya. Anuchit jiv, tatastha shakti. From that, she has transferred into Vibhinans jiv. We are all Vibhinans jiv. And tamah, where there is darkness, that is this world. Relation to us, he is my brother, he is my son, he is my wife, he is my husband, all these things. We are attached. Also we are attached to this body, that I am this body. And there are my relatives. This is Andhakar. So, Jatha Mahant Bhutani Bhutesha Chal. Go to Gurudev. And he will teach us you all these things. These are Chatushloki Bhagavata. You should know also that this Chatushloki is the sutra, condensed form of whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Whole. 12 canto and 18,000 slokas in them. Not only that, all the Vedas, the essence of all the Vedas are in this. In first sloka of all you should. Rigveda, there are four divisions. First, Vedas were only one, Yajur, Atharvaveda. But Srila Vyasadeva came and divided into four, according to subject. And then Brahma gave it to Vyasadeva, this knowledge.
And then he divided four Vedas into four according to subject. First mantra for Rigveda, the Anuba, the Sar, Esan, is in the first sloka of Chatushloki. Jalanaham jatha bhavo jadarupa gunmata. And then, first sloka of Shambhu, the purpose of that whole essence of that is in the second sloka of Chatushloki Bhagavatam. And the first sloka of Yajurveda, the essence of it is in Chaturtha sloka, fourth sloka. And the first sloka of Atharvaveda, the essence is in third sloka of Bhagavatam. So all Vedas are also there. You also know that Vyasadeva divided Vedas into four. And the essence of that whole Vedas, he made Brahma Sutra. Essence of all. Brahma Sutra. That is called Vedanta Sutra. And after that he did Mahabharata. All the Purans. But he was not satisfied at all. He was thinking, what to do? Why I am not satisfied? I have done so many things. And in the meantime, Brahma told to Naraji, go. And this is Shloki Chatush Bhagavata I am giving to you. You should give it to Vyas. And he should narrate. Explain it. At that time, Narada came to him and told, oh, I'm seeing you are restless. You are not in calm and quiet. Why you are so worried? Then he told Gurudev, this is my
disease.
You are by the
doctor.
You
can fill the
power. You should see my nurse and then decide what rogue is there in my heart. What I have done. I am not satisfied. Then, at that time, Narada told, I know, in the Vedas, in Brahma Sutra, in Mahabharata, whether there is Gita Upanishad, but you have not given pradhanata,
prominency
of Krishna Bhagavat sweet pastimes. You have only impressed on dharma, artha, kam and moksha. Have you told that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan? Have you told that, oh, your mother Yashoda, though you are ajanma, but you have come from his own home. Have you told that gopis has controlled you?
No, Gurudev, I don't know.
And you are controlled by them? Have you written? Have you written that Krishna is telling, na pareham nirvadya sanjujan? I cannot repay gopis. And the life of Brahma even, demigod, I cannot repay you. You should be happy and you should be pleased to, by your own sweet
behavior. Then, but I am always your
indebted to you.
Indebted to you. Krishna told. Have you written these things? Have you written Brahma Gita and all these things?
No.
Then Narad told. At once, go to your, go in Samadhi Yoga, Bhakti Samadhi Yoga. And by Samadhi Yoga, he apashyat purusham purnam mayam cha yada apashya. He became in Samadhi, and what he saw, top to bottom, all the sweet pastimes of Krishna, how he took birth, how he did so many pastimes, even rasa and all these things. And then, for the jivas who are in this world, they are binded by maya, he told them. For their goodness,
welfare,
he composed that Srimad Bhagavatam and taught to his own son,
Sukhdeva,
who was a Nibbatipar, who was detached from, totally from world and from worldly attachment. So, Sukhdeva Goswami was first speaker and preacher of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, gradually, we will
discuss
all these things. So, any kirtan and then any translation is needed?
No, just in English.
Gosundar can sing. You can come near. Are you
ready?
Oh, wife is it? Remember y'all? Where? I'm not. Oh, very good.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hari Ram, 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 Hare 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 Hare
My blessing, very soon you should recover from this disease and be okay. How Narad came to Vyasadeva and told his history, life history, and then he told to Samadhi, to go in Samadhi, tell the life history of Narad
Rishi. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuramilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vamsa Kalpatru Bhashcha Kripasindhu Bhavacha Pakitam Padayo Vaishnavi Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Srila Gurudev has described to us the incident where the spiritual master of Srila Vyasadeva, who is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for the purpose of giving the Vedic knowledge within this world, how that spiritual master of Vyasadeva, Sri Narada Muni, came there to the ashram of Vyasadeva. Although Sri Vyasadeva was the most highly learned person, he could not understand why he was feeling dissatisfied after having written all of these different Vedic literatures, as Srila Gurudev described, dividing the Ved into four different Vedic parts. Also, then writing Vedanta Sutra to summarize all the philosophical conceptions of the Vedas. Then writing Mahabharata. And in this way, Srila Vyasadeva made his full attempt to give to the conditioned souls of this world that knowledge that they would require to surmount this very difficult Mahashakti potency of the Supreme Lord and attain their eternal constitutional position. But yet he was still not satisfied, although he had given all of this information. For some reason he felt dissatisfied and he could not detect why. So when Srila Narada Muni came there, then Srila Vyasadeva requested him to please enlighten me. What is my defect? What have I not done correctly? Why am I not feeling satisfied? So Sri Narada Muni at that time, in explaining to Vyasadeva this Chatur Shlok, these four nutshell verses, complete summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he also described to Srila Vyasadeva about his own life. In his previous life, before being this great divine personality, Sri Naradamuni, who travels everywhere throughout the entire material universes, material creation, and even within the spiritual worlds. Sri Naradamuni goes everywhere. He is an eternal servant of Sri Krishna and Sri Narayan. And he comes and appears here, there, and everywhere at any moment to help the conditioned souls, to guide them. Sri Narada is the guru of thousands and thousands and millions of great personalities. But how did he become like this? What was the history of his own life?
So Sri Naradamuni began to describe to Vyasadeva.
But in his previous life, before being Narada, he was born in a very simple situation. He was the son of a maid servant, a lady who used to serve in a very menial way, sweeping the temple and doing all different types of chores. And this was all that he had in the world, simply his mother. She was the maid servant living in one kind of ashram temple. So Narada Muni described that when he was a young boy, very young, like 5 years old, at that time, in the rainy season in India, there are 4 months in which the sadhus generally don't travel so much because it's not so easy to travel here and there. So they stay put in one place. And during this particular time, in this rainy season, 4 very effulgent spiritual personalities, great sages, they came there to this ashram and they took up residence in this ashram. So because Narada was a small boy, living there, he also had the opportunity to associate with these great sages. And Narada Muni describes to Vyasadeva how he was very attracted to these sages. He himself had some specific, unique, good qualities and character. He was not like ordinary children that always want to play frivolous games. But rather, he was very quiet, very well-behaved. And these sages, they used to sit together and discuss so many spiritual subject matters, and they became so inspired together. And now they used to hear them speaking all these different topics. So Narada Muni, he began to serve these great sages in very simple ways. He associated with them, and he began to hear from them all these topics of transcendental knowledge. As he was hearing from them, he became more and more attracted to them. He became more and more inspired by them. And he describes that one day, by their permission, they gave him the remnants of their Mahaprasadam. And when Narada Muni received this great spiritual substance, the very Mahaprasad that had touched the lotus mouths of these great sages, and he very respectfully received this transcendental foodstuff, immediately he felt completely purified, and he began to understand that I am not this material body, I am a transcendental eternal soul. Spiritual knowledge came into his heart, and those great sages, they blessed him with transcendental knowledge. This is the potency of divine spiritual personalities, simply by their desire, simply by them being pleased, they can bestow benedictions and they can enlighten a conditioned soul by their blessings. So these 4 great personalities blessed this young boy, Narada, and in due course of time, these personalities completed their 4 months of the rainy season and departed from that place. So now, Narada Muni, who was there with his mother only, one day his mother went out into the forest to gather firewood and various things to perform her services. But she was, by the fate, by the will of the Supreme, Absolute, Supreme Being, she was bitten by a snake when she went into the forest. So at that time, Narada Muni received this news of his mother's departure. And now Narada, he felt that he has nothing else in this world. He was completely without any other shelter, without any other relatives or associations. But because Narada Muni had received such blessings from these great sages, Narada began to realize that he must leave that place, and he must travel, and he must begin his process of searching after the Supreme Lord, and of performing that practice of pure bhakti, pure devotion. So he left that place. And now Narada Muni began to wander here and there, all throughout the countryside, hillsides, forests, and everywhere. And finally Narada Muni, at that time he was feeling some distress in his heart, and he came into the middle of the forest area. And in that very dense forest area, he sat down, and according to the instructions that he had received from these great sages, the young boy, Narada, began to perform the process of yoga, bhakti yoga, completely fixing his whole mind and attention, sitting very still in the forest, thank you.